Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. It is now Wednesday, and we're 30 seconds into the first hour of this global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones. Again, the day is the 9th day of June, 2004. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Massive amounts of vital news and information today, but I do want to spend a few minutes in this first hour, probably in the next segment, talking about rumors, talking about disinformation. A couple weeks ago, I started getting calls on air, listeners saying, have you heard the news why a scientist says that a comet is going to slam into the Earth and kill all of us on the 20th of June? And I went on to say that this is the classic type of disinformation that we have seen reoccurring, and that I was almost completely sure that it was a fraud. And I got a lot of emails, and a lot of other talk show hosts talked about it and said that, oh no, clearly this was well documented and was going to happen. And it is this type of penchant for disinfo shocking, sensational stuff that continually discredits the alternative news movement in this country. A lot of so-called patriots would rather gossip about what talk show hosts are up to and who's fighting with who, or what rogue planet packed with vicious blood-drinking aliens is about to slam into us, than to openly discuss the mainstream news saying that we're all going to be getting our implantable chips soon, and that martial law is good, and that we all need to be on Ritalin and Prozac. I mean, there are massive, scary, hard-to-believe things going on that are admitted and public. But, again, it's hard to get the alternative media to cover them. I refuse myself to get into it. I mean, the things I cover that are documented are hard enough for people to believe. So I don't need and I don't want to dive off into the deep end of Bigfoots, abominable snowmen, chupacabras, flying saucers. And I'm not ever going to do it until I see a Bigfoot myself, or a chupacabra myself, or until I am picked up and taken for a ride to the Pleiades on board the interdimensional aircraft, spacecraft. So I do want to spend some time on this because, I mean, I could put on my website that a scientist told me that a comet was going to slam into the planet with no evidence, and everyone would run around believing. And it's the same ignorance that makes the public accept the official story on 9/11, which you'd have to be the most wild-eyed conspiracy theorist on the planet to believe the U.S. government's official story on 9/11. We are rational. We attempt to use logic and history and facts and legislation. This broadcast is about real things that are much stranger than the stuff you see on the X-Files. So when we get back, I'll get into all the news. Believe me, there's a lot of it. And also, National Geographic. Vintage photographs. They've got a new issue out, the 100 greatest vintage photographs, and one of them is of a Satan worship session at Bohemian Grove. Oh, yes. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us. Now we're into the second segment. It is the ninth day of June 2004 on this Wednesday edition. A Houston dentist who was writing a book titled The True Story of Three 9/11 Hijackers, who were reported to the FBI 10 months before 9/11. It's called the Graham Report. And again, the true story of three 9/11 hijackers who were reported to the FBI 10 months before 9/11. And he had a lot of evidence to this, and had been talking to the local media, and the book was about to come out. And suddenly, he's at the hospital and has been poisoned as of a few days ago. We haven't found out how he's doing. And his organs were shutting down, and the hospital said he'd been poisoned. This was from KTBS News 3 out of, I should say, Shreveport, there on the Texas-Louisiana border. But he's a Houston man this is happening to. Interesting ABC News article here about this father was ordered to put his 10-year-old on Ritalin. The 10-year-old got pretty sick from it, started losing weight, couldn't sleep. He took him off of it. Now the CPS wants to take him. And I've seen hundreds of articles where they have done this. And then on top of it, GlaxoSmithKline, the big European mega pharmacological giant, is facing criminal charges in England and in New York for covering up the fact that it caused massive increases, their antidepressant, in suicide. Now, we've known this since Prozac, another big drug maker's frontline antidepressant, the most highly used and prescribed. They do that back in 1983. I mean, I've been talking about that since I got on the air 9 years ago, coming up on 10 years ago. So we'll get into that as well. And the UN, surprise, surprise, fully authorized the new puppet government in Iraq, and what, about a year before the invasion, so that's 2 years and 4 months ago, I went public and said, look, here's the plan. We're going to go in, take over Iraq, and the UN's going to come in as the savior later and take off some of the restrictions and be seen as the good cop. I mean, how did I know that? Because I understand the modus operandi. It's really pretty simple. And exactly that has now happened. So we'll go over that as well. But last night, it was brought to my attention that the current issue of National Geographic, the 100 best vintage photos, and they are quite interesting photographs, has a 1915 ritual at Bohemian Grove with the high priest leaning over the body that they have just sacrificed. And they have a picture of this half-owl, half-human man, and then a picture of PJ, the club familiar spirit. I did see pictures of PJ while I was inside the grove when I snuck in there in July of 2000. And it says, Power Party, photographed by Gabriel Molin, 1915. To purge himself of worldly concerns, a member of the elite Bohemian Club participated in a 1915 cremation of care, complete with candles and a robed, hooded comrade to guide him. This private club of influential men still meets annually north of San Francisco and uses this symbolic ritual to kick off its summer retreat, but today the ceremony involves burning a mummy-like effigy named Care at the foot of the group's mascot, a 40-foot-tall, 12-meter-tall concrete owl. Now, again, 5 years ago, if you talked about this, it didn't exist. You were a psychopathic crazy, probably worshiping Hitler. They didn't say why, just it doesn't exist. You're a psychopathic killer worshiping Hitler. I mean, that's what the BBC said. If you believe the Bilderberg Group, hundreds of world leaders meeting in secret is any big deal and should be investigated. You're with Bin Laden, McVeigh, the nail bomber, and the Slobodan Milosevic. It's just the program here, but pretty sinister photograph, and it's being posted right now on Infowars.com. But if you want to go to it directly, it's on the National Geographic website, http://magma.nationalgeographic.com/ngm/best-vintage/photogallery_02.html. Or I guess you can just go out and buy a copy of the 100 best vintage photographs, the current issue of National Geographic. You'll probably see it laying around the barber shop, the beauty salon, or perhaps at the YMCA. But there it is for you. And we're in the process of blowing up areas of the photos so we can look at it a little bit closer. A lot of ritualistic goodies here, and it is a satanic ritual, but I mean, you know, that's Christian and conservative. I mean, Richard Nixon, in a new presidential tape released last year, says that it's the most horrible, you know, homosexual orgy you can imagine, but again, that's the president saying that. And of course, we had had our historians on in the past talk about how much Nixon hated going. And I have to be fair to Ronald Reagan, he didn't like it particularly much either. Those are the only two people I know of who, of their own volition, brought it up in interviews and in conversations of how much they disliked it. German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt said that he loved it. It was his favorite place in the world, and that he was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the CFR, that they were the New World Order. This was in his own autobiography. He wrote it, folks, and he loved the Druidic rituals. They did it at their groves in Germany, but the groves in Northern California, the grove, the Bohemian Grove, was his absolute favorite of them. Nixon didn't like it, that it was a horrible homosexual orgy. But, again, that's just the president. We should just ignore that. The Bushes love it. They always attend and talked about how much they truly enjoy it. And that's on the record. But I have a photograph from Berkeley where they seem to release some of their photos with Nixon and Reagan and George Shultz and others and having a meal nearby just within 100 yards of the ritual site. I know because I have walked those needle-covered paths for 5 hours when I was in there July 15th of 2000. Coming up on the fourth year anniversary here in just a month and 3 or 4 days. Very, very interesting. So you can go look at that. Of course, we have the Bohemian Club's own annals, photos from now 3 of their 10-year anniversary. Every 10 years, they release to members a bound hardback book, and the 86 to 96 issue has Bush Jr., and that's how they list him, and Sr. below the owl giving a speech together, and you can go look at that at Infowars.com as well. Of course, you can also simply get my video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, if you want to see how deep the rabbit hole really goes. Wonder why Stanley Kubrick made Eyes Wide Shut. You know, he made movies about real things or things that were going to happen or things that were metaphors for things that were going on. All of his films, from Clockwork Orange to Full Metal Jacket to Dr. Strangelove, but his final film, he was arguing with the production company. Well, they were wanting him to cut 20 minutes from it. He refused and suddenly died. And the film got edited and it got released, but it does show the world elite Satan worshiping. And it seemed to be quite similar to things I've witnessed. Again, let's just ignore that. They're good Christian conservatives. If we'll just hand our firearms over to them and start following the orders of the nice men in black ski mask and Darth Vader outfits and wave at the face scanning cameras and take our microchips, as Newsweek told us last week, the future of shopping is we'll all have chips very soon. If we'll just accept all of this and accept torture and accept world government and accept big government and accept open borders and accept all of this, everything will be absolutely wonderful in short order. So, what do you think about that? 1-800-259-9231. UN endorses Iraq sovereignty transfer. And my goodness, the people our government appointed are saying they love the U.S. government and want the U.S. government to stay there forever. And they're going to increase the troops from 125,000 that are there now to 145,000, according to the Associated Press. Perhaps even 168,000. They're not sure right now. And they've said we'll be there for 10 years, but the people that our government appointed, the new democracy, are saying they want us to stay. So after all, our viceroy wants us to stay, and so it must be freedom. And now that we have our new appointed government, Lord Bush was appointed, of course. I'm not saying Al Gore is any better, but we now have an appointed government of our own, and there's talk of other appointments in this election cycle, and this is the new freedom. I mean, I guess Thomas Jefferson or any of these people, they weren't John Quincy Adams. They weren't elected. They were appointed. This is what we do. This is freedom. Of course, they were elected, but again, don't confuse me with the facts. It's freedom. And the UN now, the leftist UN, the supposedly leftist UN, the creation of the military-industrial complex, has given their rubber stamp to the dictatorship that has been set up over there. Iraq's new president takes world stage at G8. Report, new Iraq leader helps CIA in attacks. Well, we'll get into that too. And much, much more. So stay with us. We'll be back after this quick break.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231, so stay with us. Report from Reuters, new Iraq leader helps CIA in attacks. The new Iraqi prime minister worked with the CIA as head of an exile group that sent agents into Baghdad in the early 90s to plant bombs and sabotage government facilities, the New York Times reported on Wednesday. And Al-Wa'i's group, the National Iraqi Accord, used car bombs and other explosive devices smuggled into Baghdad from northern Iraq in its attempts to depose President Saddam Hussein. Car bombs, period, are terrorism. Well, no, actually, only when it's the enemy using it. When it's the enemy of the globalist. When the globalists use it, it's loving and good to blow children up and they'll torture children and rape women. And, you know, that's all admitted by the Army's own reports now. So we got to learn the double think here, folks. His group, the Iraqi National Accord, used car bombs and other explosive devices smuggled into Baghdad from northern Iraq in its attempts to depose President Saddam Hussein. The newspaper said, after all, Saddam had rape rooms, and now there are rape rooms again. So, citing former intelligence officials, the bombings, whose effectiveness is disputed, never threatened Saddam's rule, the former intelligence official said, according to the Times. The Iraqi government at the time claimed that the bombs, including one it said exploded in a movie theater, resulting in many civilian casualties, the Times said. And now the CIA admits it was U.S. government operations. Well, blowing up movie theaters is a loving thing. I mean, blowing up again. Of course, I don't happen to think that. I think it's wrong to target civilians, but I've got to learn double think. It's bad when Saddam does it, good when we do it. But, and it goes on. And just amazing. And it says he was chosen last month to lead an interim government. Let me say that again. He was chosen last month. Let me say that again. He was chosen last month. He was chosen last month. He was chosen last month to lead an interim government in Iraq. The U.S. selected Iraqi Governing Council agreed by consensus to name al-Wa'i to take over from the U.S.-led occupation authorities, said on June 30th. So meanwhile, we're increasing the troops by tens of thousands and running everything and set up this new 3,000-person consulate that is really the real government. And this CIA operative, this bomber of movie theaters, very friendly person. Well, I mean, if he's not bad, then Hamas isn't bad, folks. I know, I don't double think like you. I need to learn how. I'm sorry. Hitler's bad, and, well, so is Bush. Torture's wrong, folks. And, wow. It says that he and the president were chosen from top political post by the U.S. government. Wow. So there you have it, my friends. Appointed, selected, posted. But I listen to neocons and even CNN and the Democrats. Oh, yes, the U.N. loves it. The U.N.'s given their seal of approval. This is democracy. This is freedom. This is wonderful. Well, why there's been I've even heard him say there's been an election in Iraq. Yes, yes, our government appointed 300 and something people, and they appointed this guy, and that's an election. Well, yes, the 320 something members of the governing council did appoint him. So, do I have to even again explain? I mean, I know you're smart out there. When I'm talking down to people, it's the neocons, the neocon followers, the neocon leaders know what they are: sinister, big government, America-hating trash, UN-promoting, gun-grabbing, slack-jawed, beady-eyed thugs, killers, murderers, 9/11 terrorists who are getting ready to blow more stuff up to teach you how to love them, to teach you how to lick their boots. And it makes me very, very angry. So that's going on. But meanwhile, UN endorses Iraq's sovereignty transfer. It's a sovereignty transfer. Again, it'd be like the Russians coming over here, blowing up the capital, appointing 324 Americans to run things, and then having them appoint a president, and the news going, you've got your freedom, you've got your sovereignty. We're putting more Russian troops into America, but they're just here to help for your sovereignty. Why, your leader that we appointed says he wants us here. See? See? That's freedom. Shut up. Shut up. We're the Russians. We're here to... Would you buy that? But would you buy this?
We've liberated them. We've liberated the rape rooms. The rape rooms that we trained Saddam how to use. With classic CIA copper green training. And now we've increased the raping and killing. But that's good when we do it. It's loving. It's good.
We'll be right back, you Joseph Mengeles.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
All right, my friends, you're 33 minutes and 15 seconds into this first hour. We're going to go to Steve and Clinton, Tim, and many others that are patiently holding here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. You know, I didn't spend enough time on this yesterday, so before I get into the new Iraqi puppet government and the disgusting UN takeover and more of our troops being injected into the country and all this mass drugging of the children, a lot of new developments there, more Bohemian Grove news, this time out of National Geographic. I want to go to your calls first, but before I do that, I want to get into these stories that surfaced yesterday. Oh, this Pentagon memorandum that the president is above, it actually says, we quoted from it yesterday, the president is above federal, state, international laws, the laws against torture, murder, none of it counts. Now, that's the very essence of tyranny, the very essence of despotism, the very essence of the slave masters in time immemorial. And here's the BBC, U.S. not bound by torture laws, and they have the stunning statements here where it says the president is not held by any laws. Really? So the extrapolation of that is he can, roast children as easily as he could roast a suckling pig on the White House lawn. You know, I jokingly years ago said that Bill Clinton or George Bush, you know, if any of these globalists could guillotine people on the lawn of the White House and to be praised. And now it comes out, raping, killing women, arresting families, raping, beating children to death. I mean, this is all admitted. And the neocons go, we never said do that. That's not... They were all over the news calling for torture. They had CIA section chiefs on the Washington Post 2 years ago bragging about the torture of Afghans to death, torturing their children. You all remember it. Plus, we posted, reposted the articles. But the power of a dictator, the right to torture. Sure, Bush is a dictator. They're admitting that by claiming that he has the right to torture terror suspects, never mind that this is the kind of power and activity that justified our pursuit of Saddam Hussein, if the Pentagon and the men he put in power say he's above the law and that he has supreme authority, that's a quote, then we must all trust in the judgment of our all-powerful leader. That's a quote out of The Scotsman. But I've actually listened to the neocons when they're not busy, creating a false left paradigm over the Reagan death and some of the liberals out there attacking him. They'll go, well, you know, the president can do that, or, you know, we're in a war, folks. Well, wasn't Saddam Hussein in a war when he was torturing people and had the rape rooms going? Why do you think it is our troops at all these different bases, it's not just Abu Ghraib, are raping and torturing? I wonder why Saddam had people do that. Because it turns out that there are handbooks from as early as 1968 by the CIA of how to do this. How to threaten and even torture people's children in front of them. There have been handbooks that came out of Fort Benning, Georgia, decades ago, how to do this. Why do you think Saddam did the exact same thing? Do you remember in the 80s? I remember sitting in the kitchen while my mom was chopping up vegetables. She had a little television in the kitchen. I remember, you know, coming in with my football gear still on and, you know, getting orange juice out of the refrigerator and my mother sitting there watching the news, and I remember Saddam Hussein, the great guy, battling the evil Iranians. Man, he's great. We've got our advisors there. Don't you remember that? Is there any memory left out there? He did all this because he was trained how to do it. How to car bomb, how to kill, how to do all this. And now, our new boy, the new leader, Reuters reports, blowing up movie theaters full of women and children. This is so sick. Okay, let's go to calls, then I'll get into just all this other news. Steve in Ohio, go ahead, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
I have a question to ask you. I'm going to play the devil's advocate for you. What are you going to do, let's say, in 3 to 4 or 5 years if what you say is going to happen never transpires? In other words, we see less freedoms, but there's no cataclysmic event. It seems like the way the globalists do this is incrementally, and there's a lot of people in the patriotic movement say, oh, there's going to be this big cataclysmic event that's going to put us in a police state. What makes you so sure it's going to happen?
Well, that is one of the best questions and one of the deepest questions and most multifaceted points that I could probably imagine, but let me try to answer that. On an escalation scale, even if it's incremental, if you put a piece of paper in an oven,
right,
that's 500 plus degrees, that's right at the point will cause paper to burst into flame, it will slowly, incrementally, over 20 minutes, yellow, brown, start to blacken, and then will suddenly burst into flame.
Okay, right.
So you're right, it's incremental. They've been building the martial law systems, the docs, the program, the integration, the brainwashing of the public, the military, the police, for decades and decades.
Right. Well, I got another thing.
But I mean, let me just answer. It's a big question, so let me try to answer.
Okay. But are you still answering it, or? Hello?
Well, What do you? No, tell you what. You go ahead and talk, and then when you're done, I'll let you go and I'll answer the question. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say also, it's somewhat related to that. I can see why the media moguls and the powers that be want everybody to act like a bunch of self-centered individuals, because it makes people. It makes you think less of what the globalists are doing, and you think you're so fractured when you behave like an individual and you consume and consume and you're in la-la land. And I think that's part of the incrementalization process.
Okay, Steve, thanks for the call. Now let me try to briefly answer your question, and then I'll go to others that are patiently holding. You said, why don't they just continue to incrementally do what they're doing and get total control? Because that's what they've been doing in the past. And I would agree with you. That's the course they like to follow. But have we not already seen a catastrophic event? Jetliners, airliners flying into towers, giant 110-story buildings collapsing, other buildings exploding, projectiles hitting the Pentagon, aircraft being blown out of the sky over Pennsylvania, now coming up on 900 troops in Iraq alone dead, well over that number in Afghanistan. I mean, these are catastrophic events. And the globalists need to escalate things because people are not going along with their program. They're not accepting wholesale their program. And so you're going to have to see an escalation. And the globalists have been calling for this and giggling about it and laughing about it. They need helpful terror attacks, and I don't think they're helpful, but PNAC says they're helpful events in their PNAC documents, the September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Dick Cheney, on Pearl Harbor scales, they said, on a Pearl Harbor scale or bigger, to get us behind imperial mobilization, to use National Security Advisor Brzezinski's term. And so we will see incremental police state being implemented with then kind of seasonal terror attacks every few years to get us back in line, then with the intermittent dry run terror alerts and terror drills and terror training to integrate this into the psyche. And so I hope there aren't any big terror attacks. We can expose who is behind terror and neutralize their ace in the hole. We can also, it's a catch-22, expose that they're behind 9/11, and if enough of that happens and there's a big enough movement against them, they'll conduct another terror attack. But I've looked at the course, and the best course to take is just to expose them and to resist them, because regardless of what we do, they're going to continue to try to move forward, so it's best for us to go ahead and fight them in the information war. So in a nutshell, I mean, there's your answer. We've seen catastrophic events. We've seen the first World Trade Center bombing. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. We've seen Oklahoma City. We've seen 9/11. We've seen all of this happen, and they are setting up the entire economy and the governmental and private infrastructure to now bring us into this new plane of existence. And they're talking about 60-plus countries they want to invade and national drafts and to legitimize and continue all of this, to put wind in their in this dreadnought sails, they're going to have to continue to give it wind. And that's terrorism. So, number one, we've got to educate people that when you give up liberty, you get tyranny, you don't get security. So even if the terrorists, you know, were really living in caves, orchestrating these incredible space-age attacks on us, why does giving up our liberty keep us safe? It doesn't. But then you go a step further, showing people who's behind the terror. The official U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11-style attacks. They tell you in Operation Northwoods why they want to do it, to blame it on foreign enemies as a pretext for war. And why do they want war? Because powerful people want more power. That's what they do in history. Clinton, Missouri. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to say I think something big probably is going to happen sometime this summer. I read a report. It said that the government is printing massive amounts of dollars right now.
Yeah, it's at an all-time high. The Federal Reserve is printing money out of control. They told U.S. News and World Report that we, quote, will be attacked this summer. It will be the summer of terror. Now, I don't know if that's true, but when the terrorists themselves, the people we know are carrying out the terror attacks, when the terrorists put the gun to our head and say, this is what they're doing, do what we say, be our slaves, or we'll pull the trigger.
Well, there was other factors in this article, too. For instance, the U.S. Navy is going to be conducting a massive naval exercise at the same time China is.
Yeah, that's all going on for a week.
Yeah, and combined with that, the latest bogus terror alert that was issued by Ridge and Ashcroft was done without the approval of the Bush administration or the Pentagon.
Well, that's not true.
I'd read it somewhere. I can't remember
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... No, it was in the Associated Press, other places. It's not true. Do you want to know why they did that?
Well,
do you want to know?
If it's not true, then it's some sort of disinformation to make...
But do you want to know why?
Sure. Lay it on me.
Okay. Because for 2 years, FBI and CIA people have gone public. It's been in the back of the newspaper that they're issuing fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. We have a giant fake terror alert archive on prisonplanet.com. And so now, this time, they need to insulate the presidency and go, oh, we're doing this on our own so that the White House doesn't get in more trouble over that. Go ahead.
Combine all of this, with the exception of that last one, I didn't know that one wasn't true, but combine this with the draft legislation that they're sitting on, just waiting for Bush to get reelected.
And they've already passed funding 6 months ago in the last Congress to fund the draft boards to increase the funding of the Selective Service.
What I think is going to happen is they need something massive to happen because people are revolting against the Patriot Act, and they want to invade Syria and Iran so bad they can taste it.
Well, that's it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Hundreds of cities, over 400. Wired magazine report says four states, over 300 cities. No, it's over 400 in four states. That was months ago. But that finally came out in a mainstream publication. It's not the 150 they've been saying for the last 2 years that have thrown it out. And so they need to say, look what you did. You held back the Patriot Act. You let the terrorists attack us. You're aiding the terrorists. We're going to arrest you. Good to hear from you. Great points, Clint. Tim in Missouri. Tim, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to make a news tip and make a comment on secret societies, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, last night, halfway through the evening news here in Kansas City, Channel 9, ABC affiliate, announced that Mrs. Bush and George Bush, 41, was in town celebrating a point of light celebration, which goes along the lines of the secret societies. But the person
and we have the...
Well, the comment with the secret societies is that we don't emphasize enough that there is the inherent danger of those of us who believe in Yahweh, that are Christians. We forget that enemy is ever so hidden in plain view right in front of us, that these evil people are looking to do this to us.
Yeah, we had Venus.
I mean, that evil existing is so hard for people to believe. I mean, that's why they look at us like we're nuts.
Oh, I understand.
Conspiracy theorists. They go, no evil exists. You guys are willing to eat. You know, people individually, you can talk to them about, but as a group, they're dumb cattle. I mean, damn. I mean, that's what's scaring me.
I hear
the
you.
The thing is, what is,
okay,
what
go
is
ahead.
That point of light celebration that he was here in Kansas City for? I mean, it was a 30-second soundbite, point of fact, no elaboration, showing beautiful pictures of, you know, Ma Bush and her husband. What is the point of life celebration? I mean,
thanks for the call. I'm going to try to tell you what it is. We've had Dr. Dennis Cuddy, PhD on, PhD and others on. The only other person to say the exact words of 1,000 points of light bringing in a new world order, that was an exact quote of Adolf Hitler in a speech in 1938. And then in the early 1990s, Bush Sr., Herbert Walker gave literally hundreds of speeches where he said 1,000 points of light bringing in a new world order. And all over the planet yesterday, world leaders met at different occult functions hidden in plain view. And these 1,000 points of light functions are that. And you had Venus moving across the sun, hadn't happened in over 170-something years, which is a high occult event. and because they're, you know, totally into the planets and astrology and numbers and numerology. I mean, you know, even mainstream news admits the Reagan White House was run by Nancy, according to her astrologer. The astrologer bragged about it, the time of meetings, when to give speeches, what to do. They're all into this. And that's just the facts. And so, yes, sir, that's why you had the G8 meeting while Venus was going across the sun in Georgia. That's why you had the Bushes, the 1,000 Points of Light celebration. I did see that report. That's why, folks, here's an example of this. I was watching PBS on the Millennium Celebration in 2000, in between breaks on the radio. And I walked out, turned on PBS, and they were going to different areas of the world via satellite. And they went to the Giza Plateau and the Great Pyramid. And they had, I'll tell you what they had when we get back. They were openly worshiping Lucifer on national television. And the Bushes and all these world leaders were there. And yeah, it's in plain view. It's like National Geographic with the satanic ritual photo of Bohemian Grove saying, yeah, it's a mock human sacrifice. What's the big deal? We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Does this happen, but I said I was going to finish a story after the break, and then I went off and made a phone call and came back and said, what was the story I was going to tell? I was going to finish something. That's good. We'll also get into the puppet government being set up in Iraq, and we're going to do a bunch of drugging with children news, a bunch of terror news, But let's go ahead and go to a caller. Maybe this next caller can tell me what I was going to what story I was going to finish. Go ahead, Richard in Texas. You're on the air.
Well, Alex, I'm sorry I can't help you on that because I was collecting my thoughts on the facet that I wanted to talk to you about, and I want to thank you for the work that you do, Alex.
Well, guys, listen, nobody needs to thank me anymore because a part of talk radio was worshiping the neocons and groveling to them, and I'm not a neocon. You don't have to do that.
Okay. Well, anyway, the part that I want to talk to you about was this torture that we've got going on at Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib, and who knows what variety of other prisons around the world.
Not to mention our own domestic prisons, which are some of the most
absolutely
dangerous in the world.
The Luima case comes to mind on that. But I was asking myself, okay, you know, they're doing all this torture, and you've exposed and pointed out so many facets of it, how it dehumanizes and corrupts our own soldiers out there in the field. They come back to be police, etc. But one of the things also that I was thinking about is the way that the torture seems to be a critical element that's been reported in mind control operations. That's how evidently the trauma-based torture, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, etc., is the way that they create mind control subjects. So,
well, that is true, but also integrated with that is massive multi-year-long bathing the brain in hallucinogens,
right.
and then with audio recordings, a person being chained down with audio recordings for months on end being pumped into their head, that is the congressionally revealed forms of mind control.
Exactly. So there we have it. These prisons and camps like that are just terrorist breeding grounds. They're going to cut all these people loose.
Well,
and,
you know...
Let them have free
it's
range.
A little bit simpler mind control than that. We know the Israelis have done this, according to Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post, is they'll grab thousands of these young Palestinians and then cut out a few who they've tortured and done other stuff to, and they say, now you work for us, go out and blow something up. And then they've been caught doing this. This has been in the major Israeli newspapers. People are pretty angry about it. And
right. So it's just too bad that we can't really get it out to the mainstream, that understanding of that. You know, I know you're working hard, and many of us out here are talking to people. There's probably not a day goes by that I don't tell somebody about InfoWars. So,
well,
anyway,
I appreciate the call, Richard, and take care. We'll start the next hour here in a few minutes, and perhaps somebody can tell me what the story was I was going to finish. It'll pop in my head probably during the next break. Just a bunch of other news, key info coming up in the next hour. Before we do that, though, please visit prisonplanet.tv if you're online, if you have a computer. And sign up for it, 15 cents a day, my friends. Sign up for a month, sign up for a year, because you can watch all my videos online, my weekly television report, the best audio interviews from the radio show, text reports that are just for members. We need your support, plus it's a great service. If you want to be truly informed, prisonplanet.tv. Go sign up today. If you want to buy a VHS or DVD copy of my videos, those are available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com as well. Or you can call toll-free, and operators are there right now, at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You're authorized to make copies of my videos, by the way, for educational purposes. Get them, make copies, get them out to folks. Wake the world up. We're in a fight for humanity against a bunch of degenerate, inbred, sadist. Second hour straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.